الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Few other very valuable points with regard to this ayat. The one is that just like any government, when they have their constitution finalized, a newly formed government, and they have a constitution, and usually it is the latest and the best, and they celebrate that. Like that, the constitution for mankind was the Quran Sharif, the Deen of Islam. And this is the thing to be celebrated the most and to be appreciated the most. So we should take this in this light and realize that this is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that how to run our lives in every aspect, private and public, our deeni life, our dunyawi life, our from morning to night, from birth to death, everything has been given to us, so we should appreciate it accordingly. Accordingly, one Jew told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that if this ayat was revealed for us in our kitab, the Torah, we should have made that a day of Eid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I know exactly which ayat you are referring to, and that day is a double Eid for us. It was the day of Friday also, which is Eid for a Muslim, and it was the day of Arafah. And Arafat is also a day of Eid for the Muslims. So it was a great day for the Muslims. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. I completed my favor upon you. This is also a great ni'mat. Anyone who finishes, who completes a favor for anyone. A father, if he gives his son whatever, everything, and he says, I've completed my favor upon you. Or a mother tells her daughter, everything I've done for you, that is also to be appreciated very greatly. So this is Allah's great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has completed deen and given it to us. Ulama have written, we should try and read occasionally, Alhamdulillah illadhi ala ni'matil Islam. That we are happy with Allah, that Allah blessed us with this ni'mat of Islam. And when making shukr to Allah, Allah increases the ni'mat. Also, we should try and read, Radhitu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulahu wa nabiyya, for this great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us. And Allah Ta'ala says, Radhitu lakum al islam deena. And I am happy with you only with the religion of Islam. As in another ayat it clearly comes, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who chooses a way of life besides that of Islam, it will not be accepted from him. So we find in the annals of history of mankind, there were many people who did a lot for their people, for their country, etc. There are a lot of people who did, but if they were not Muslims, they did not die as Muslims, they won't get salvation in the Akhirat. For the Akhirat salvation, the condition is that a person must have Islam. Allah wants that deen of Islam must be in a person. So there are many people, even Muslims, who revere and respect and honor those people who did things for not for their country, for their people, etc., for mankind, some scientific invention, whatever it might be. But the only salvation for Akhirat by Allah Ta'ala is only in the deen of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate this great ni'mat which Allah has blessed us with and try and live up to it as much as we can. By simply saying Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam, Allah Ta'ala will increase us in this ni'mat. And we can live more correctly, more properly according to this great ni'mat of Islam and deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.